Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, real quick, Sinbad is on the hotline right now.
Love him. Love him. Always been, I mean, you think about comedy legend.
From Star Search, like, all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, really... One of the big ten. When you really do think about the body of work and movies and specials and, you know, Comedy Central and HBO, the biggest of the big, and truly one of the nicest and funniest guys in the business.
Born November 10th in Benton Harbor, Michigan. A college basketball standout and Air Force veteran, he entered the world of stand-up comedy, ending up as a finalist on Star Search. He's toured the world, hosted numerous stand-up specials, appeared on such series as A Different World, and in such films as House Guest, Jingle All the Way, First Kid, and Necessary Roughness. And tonight you can see him mentoring young comedians on the BYU TV reality series, Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ. Please welcome comedy legend, Sinbad.
Hey man, how have you been?
Man, I'm gonna have to steal that intro, bro.
It's yours. I'll email it to you the second we're done.
I'm gonna use that everywhere I go. When I walk in Costco, I'm gonna play it. So I can cut in line and stuff, man.
How's the quarantine going for you? Is it weirding you out yet?
No, you know what, man? It's almost becoming normal. It's strange. I mean, you know what? It's funny. I think for those of us who, like, you know, all comics, we travel all the time. I'm always on the road. And when this came, it was almost like, wow, I didn't realize I needed a break. After all these years, true. I didn't realize, man, so this was called a vacation? This is what people do?
Yeah.
Other, you know what? Other than not making money, man, I can do this.
Sure. Well, you travel.
I can do this.
Do you find yourself writing material like nobody's business?
No, but I always, you know, I never, my material always rolls through my head anyway, so I never sat down and just write. It just, when I'm rolling around, it, I don't know, just, for me, it's just like, I guess like a jazz musician, I feel it. I might write a thought down. But the process of writing jokes, I mean, everybody's got the same, this is the problem. We all get the same quarantine jokes. We all got our own take on it. What's necessary in life is about me being on the road and touching people. I get a different perspective from the Midwest, from the East Coast, from down south. And that's what I'm not getting now. I'm watching TV sometimes, and it says it's hot somewhere. I said, oh, I forgot. You know, it's like I'm living in my little area of the world right now.
Yeah, no, you're right. Without that human feedback, without walking through this world, how do you make a joke? How do you write a song? How do you write a book?
Yeah,
no, it's true. I have some musician friends that have done well because they've been forced now to get off the machine and settle down into a pocket and really write instead of having the machine force them into a 3-week writing process. So it's been good for some people. I broke out this weekend and went to Arkansas on a motorcycle trip, you know, at 70 miles an hour, social distancing, two guys I already work with, separate hotel rooms. And it was great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, you know what, though? I always said any kind of movement, riding a bike, running, whatever you want to do, I said, those are the things that work. But I think, actually, it was weird to watch. Man, I've been watching stuff, man. I've been watching stuff like Love Island. I went through 58 episodes, man.
That thing's dirty.
I'm part of their life. I have opinions about their life. I said, man, I gotta get out of this house. I'm upset about certain people. and why they got kicked off the island and why people didn't dig this person. I'm getting opinionated about stuff I shouldn't be opinionated about, man.
Yeah, Tiger King.
You know, man, that one was a strange one.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenon, I think, would have happened. Even if we weren't quarantined, Tiger King was one of those things I think would have happened anyway. But some of these other shows, thank God for The Last Dance. Thank God. And now that that's over with, I'm really still in quarantine for the first time today.
Yeah.
Now that we've lost Michael Jordan for a second, third time, I'm hurt. How many times can he do this to me?
Listen, Wayne Brady's...
How many times can Michael leave us?
Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ. This is going to be the savior tonight, 7 o'clock, streaming service. Not yep. so much for you to watch because you're on it, but for the rest of us to watch.
Yeah.
That's
it's a different perspective dealing with kids, you know. It's wild.
Well,
to see kids, I mean, young kids, teenagers, talk about doing stand-up.
Who taught you? Who took you aside? Anybody?
No, you just, remember, we came up the old school way. You get kicked out of class, you lose jobs, you get kicked out the military. That's the basic training.
Right.
And then you realize, man, I can't hold a job. And someone goes, man, I think you're funny. Yeah, get on stage. I said, yeah, I think I will. And that's what happens.
God.
These kids have decided at a young age, this is my profession, this is what I want to do. But they're also at an age where you can take such a hit to your ego, you know what I'm saying? And also, it's at whatever, Generation Z. They're the ones that, wow, they see the world in a different way.
Yes.
And I was just looking at them saying, if you're going to be a comic, you may have to alter how you see things, because you can talk opinionated, but sometimes, like, as comics, we're talking trash. Sometimes we say stuff we don't mean, but we say it to get a reaction out of people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be curious to watch.
Well, that's
how that works.
Well, we sit in a world where we're considered about a microaggression. I'm like, you can't be a comedian if that's your feeling. Your job is to mirror society and hold up things from hypocrisy to just general silliness of the absurdity of our human condition.
And you got to have a thicker skin, too. You got to be able to take a hit, too. Nobody wants a sensitive comedian. That's the saddest thing to watch.
Yeah. And the balls to get up in front of a crowd.
It's wild to watch Wayne. See, Wayne's been with him. I got him on one episode. Wayne's been grooming him. I got in, I guess, when there's like six kids left toward the end, six or seven kids. And so Wayne has a different feel. I mean, Wayne can actually go with him. You know, there was ones that I go, wow. He was going back with some of them about what he thought they should be doing. And I was like, well, he spent more time with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a different relationship. Me, I came in like, oh, man, I can't dog these kids, but I can give them my advice.
Right, right. Yeah, it's anybody that's a standout. Just went, oh man, there's a glimmer there.
Yeah, there's a couple kids. Here's the funny part: there are a couple kids I see. They might not win, but they might become the comedian. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
A lot of us didn't always win competitions, but you could tell, oh, that kid's gonna be all right. Yeah. He might not win the competition. And I hope, and that's another thing I hope you understand: not winning this thing. It doesn't mean much in the world of comedy.
Right.
The fact that you got here, the fact that you got behind the mic, that's a big thing. But just because you didn't win, if that crushes you, this ain't for you.
Yeah. No, you guys lived social media before social media was social media. You would stand up, present your case in front of people, and they would give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down in the form of laughter and attendance. I mean, you knew right then and there. People get their feelings hurt over goddamn not enough likes on their Instagram. This in a comedy store.
Man, that social media adds a whole nother. You just said it. That it's not social media is not social. We were social.
Yeah.
We were out. We were about. We did comedy. We go to the club afterwards. We hang out. Go eat breakfast. These kids live on what did they say about me online.
Yes.
These kids live on where are my followers. I'm like, dude, that ain't real.
Yeah, you better quit that.
What's real is what you can see and touch. Yeah, what's real is what you can see and touch.
Yeah.
Sometimes that ain't real.
No, that's they're so correct, man. Everybody, listen, imagine if you lived your life by reviews and critics, and that's all a Facebook and a social media is. Your audience is the only thing that matters. You make them laugh and you make them pack the joint out, you can do anything. You don't got to listen to anything else.
That's a comment. The good thing about being a comedian, we can hate the critics. I think I can write a routine about you. I can dog you. Even if you got me, I can act like you didn't get me.
Right.
And I'll do my research on you and dog you and your whole family.
You're the best. So give me the rap, Sinbad. But man, when this is over, come to Kansas City, man. I'd love to get you back in the studio again and hang out a little bit and just...
I was booked to come here, right? I was booked to be... That's one of the shows that got canceled in these last 8 weeks. Kansas City, I was coming to the casino. I mean, dude, I was watching the show. I finally had to tell my agent, let them all go.
Yeah.
Because it's too hard to watch one drop. And as I started watching and reading, I said, oh, this is beyond.
Yeah.
Because, no, I saw money. You know, the hardest part, when you booked that, I said, I booked my big money gigs right around summer. I saw them going away. I said, oh, man, just give me one more month. But I'm like, okay.
Right. I know.
It is what it is.
Listen,
I know, man.
You're healthy. Your family's okay. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's our gratitude.
I got a three-month-old grandson. So I'm around here. I can be around my three-month-old grandson. I wouldn't have been able to see him every day like this. I'm watching him. Although my kids are grown, they're doing their own thing, directing and writing. And I'm getting a chance. I might be in their way. It's not so much. I think I'm driving everybody else crazy. I think people are used to me being gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Me being here. This might be the thing that's throwing the family off.
He is the great Sinbad, man. Thank you.
Oh, man. My pleasure. Thank you.
Always, man. He's great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.